Get Back, baby. It's the Beatles. Can you believe it? How many radio stations still play the Fab Four? This radio station does. For the love of real music, it's Radio Life and Style Live on a Wednesday. Saying Get Back. And hey, we're waiting for him to get back, and he's arrived. Gavin Steinhobel, as I live and breathe. Attorney at law, the man from Kloppers Inc. He was away last week in Mozambique, but yeah, he's back.
I went off Mozambique a little bit a while back, maybe 5 years ago, when the border post was so corrupt and
you know, the
people were just being harassed and harangued and by the local police and the immigration agents and so forth. And it just, you know, sort of sticks in your throat a bit when you're trying to go to a country to spend money and the officialdom there just makes it unpleasant for you. And you think, well, I'm actually doing you a favor. I'm bringing rands across the border and giving them to your shopkeepers and your local people. And you should be trying to facilitate that, encourage it, and make it as nice as possible, you know. As they always say, if somebody's trying to give you money, you should let them. And so,
Was it a better experience this time around?
Well, they obviously cleaned it up. I was aware of the fact that they cleaned it up because I got quite a few friends and colleagues that have houses in Mozambique. And so I was aware that they'd done something about the border, but I must say it was a sea change. Just the friendliness, the cooperativeness. I happened to have a copy of my logbook before we had the obligatory change of our registrations, so I had the wrong version.
Oh.
So when I displayed that to the guy and he looked at my car and said, oh, there's a problem here. I thought, oh, here we go again. Nothing's really changed. And then I realized the mistake was mine. And I said, oh, you know what? We had to change our number plates. I didn't bring that one. I said, check the VIN number or the engine number. It'll be the same. And he looked at me and says, no, no problem. What is your actual what is your actual number plate? And I gave it to him and we wrote it down it's all electronic now. I actually typed it in and there we go. You know, if that had happened 5 years ago, you'd be in the soup. There'd be a long story. Money would have to change hands. And it's just so clean and friendly and it was the work of a moment to cross the border. It was bang in, out, and off you go.
What a pleasure.
Start your holiday. And so, yeah, I was really, really pleasantly surprised. And, yeah, we're going to put it back on the annual roster because we used to go this time of the year every year and then just stopped for a few years because it just became, as I said, it became unpleasant and you kind of almost out of spite said, oh, I'm not going to go there. It's, awesome. Obviously, I must say, of the beaches there are absolutely pristine, and they just go on forever. And the sea's lovely, and the food, you know, even in the most shanty type looking little villages, they're making great peri peri chicken, or give them a fish that's been caught, and they'll prepare it for you. And they're really that mix of Portuguese and Mozambican cultures really did produce good cuisine.
Man, and this is now you're getting me envious as a food loving person.
It's up the road, you know, except for that Richards Bay Matuba section, which is obviously the road can't accommodate the amount of traffic and it's quite congested and dangerous actually. But other than that, it's generally a good drive. It's 4 and a bit hours, and you're there, and you enter a different world. It's so different to South Africa.
Wow, man.
And driving on dirt, on thick, sandy beach-type roads and that.
Whereabout were you based?
We were in Pontamolongan, which is north of Ponta de Oro, south of Ponta Mamoli. It's not far from the border. It takes you about half an hour to 40 minutes to get there.
And there you can probably unplug.
Yeah, you probably have to unplug because there is absolutely nothing to do other than drink the local beer and look at the sea.
Well, look, if you're not an avid surfer like our friend Seaweed Steve, then you
can. Yeah, I mean, it's a good surfing destination. It's got some great waves and obviously diving. The scuba diving in that is very, very popular and apparently a good destination for that. And then general fishing, surf fishing, rock and surf fishing, and also fishing off ski boats.
And all this stuff, just as you say, a stone's throw up the highway.
Yeah, and it is. It's not I mean, we live at the sea here, but it's not the same sea for some reason. It's just completely different. You know, it's weird when you're out there and you can't see a high-rise building or you can't see any development really for miles. And you just feel like you've got this pristine place all to yourself. And you look to the left and you can see a couple of kilometers up the coastline and perhaps two people walking up there, and you look to your right and it's similar, you know. So yeah, it is a special place and it's nice to visit.
Great to have that option. You know, you don't have to fly for half a day to get to some far-flung beach resort.
I think the general attitude towards tourism, it's changed for the positive, and I'm really astonished, because you often see things become very corrupt and very, and you know that the people that are extracting bribes and things and putting people under pressure, and that you know that they're getting wealthy out of it, so they're not going to want to stop. And you really need it to come from the top, where somebody comes in, cleans it up, and says, bang, this is no good. We're only going to have people here that are straight and that are helpful. And well, you know, you become despondent about these things, and then they do change.
Hey,
and, you know,
gives you hope.
Yes, it gives you hope. And I mean, the same, I think, is happening around here. You know, people are just going, well, you know, this is not the country we want, and we're going to start cleaning it up, making it better, keeping politicians accountable, and let's go for it. You know? Let's make this the place it should be.
And by the sounds of things, from what I'm seeing in the latest news reports over the last week, The picture is attracting ever increasing international attention in terms of this part of the world, this country in particular, and the sustained and increasing investment in property, foreigners buying property in South Africa, and a trend that we only expect will increase now with more foreign feet on our shores, with developments like the local Club Med bringing a steady stream of international tourism that might not otherwise have been exposed to the KZN North Coast, for example. But I see that the South African Reserve Bank is updating its what's called the balance of payments codes, which is set to bring some big administrative changes for foreign buyers purchasing property in South Africa. According to the latest data from Lightstone, shows that foreign buyers now account for about 4 in 10 SA home sales above 20 million rand.
So yeah, that's a staggering influx of direct foreign investment. And, you know, it's a vote of confidence in the country, because that's a lot of money just to park in a country. And it's normally quite a long term thing, in the sense that you don't buy a property like you buy shares and sell them tomorrow. It's a sort of a vote of confidence in the future of this country. It's also probably great timing, because our property, especially our luxurious property, is undervalued, and it doesn't feel undervalued when people are talking about 20 million plus.
Yeah.
But if you convert that to euros, dollars, or pounds, and you take the equivalent amount of money and you try and buy something there, you'll quickly find that you won't, like for like, you won't be able to buy. So you can get something fairly luxurious for 20 million rand, which you couldn't do for the equivalent in pounds, dollars, or euros. So you're getting good bang for your buck. You've got great weather in our area specifically. And then our currency is also, the general feeling is the country could do a whole lot better. So the currency is probably undervalued, and you probably will make some currency gains, although, you know, the trend has never been that much. Depends on the government being responsible fiscally, and so I think if you're in a country where, you know, inflation might just be the norm, you know, inflation affects everything, including property prices, so
yeah,
you're probably going to have a steady growth in your property. So yeah, probably a good investment. I mean, I also think sometimes it's just a good reprieve from the weather up north.
Yes.
If you can afford it, why not come and live in Zimbali or Zimbiti or whatever for a few months of the year when it's bitterly cold there, and you can carry on playing your golf and taking your morning walks and
this
so forth. So,
thing.
Yeah, it is very attractive. And probably at least one thing that we've had in South Africa is it's been a stable bet for a very long time. and it hasn't, you know, we haven't had the crises that have befallen some other economies in terms of property. It will drive prices up because obviously there's more money circulating in that pool.
Yeah.
But, you know, being a conveyancer, I often see people with properties in that zone, you know, 20 million plus, who want to sell, and you wait and you get one or two people per year that sort of put their head above the parapet and show some interest, and yeah. then they don't always come through, or they change their minds before buying, or it's subject to bonds and loans and things like that, and they don't always transpire. So you can kind of get stuck with a property like that for, you know, a bit longer than you expected to. But if the market's, you know, if we're attracting foreigners as well, then these properties, it'll be a much faster moving segment of our market, and it's good for everyone.
Well, that's the way it's looking. According to the report in Business Tech, foreign buyers are increasingly hitting that luxury and ultra-luxury segment for exactly the reasons you've listed. And Paul Stevens, the CEO of Just Property, is saying that global buyers are comparing South Africa with other prime destinations and just realizing that they can get so much. They can get space, setting, lifestyle, long-term benefits here at prices that are really hard to match elsewhere. So
the story, and domestic help, which you can't generally afford anywhere else. So there we go.
There's a feature, yeah, that's part of the fabric of South African life, I suppose. And we'll be keeping an eye on things tomorrow, or I see there's potentially going to be some adjustment on the interest rate side of things. I see South Africa's property sector urging the South African Reserve Bank to keep interest rates unchanged when the MPC meets tomorrow.
It's actually interesting because we had this chat on air 2 weeks ago. Yeah. You know, what drives the government to bump up interest rates and what that means for property in particular. And obviously, if they just nudged it up 0.5%, and if they nudge it up again, it's going to inevitably put the brakes on a little bit where people would like to see where this is going. I see the Investec Bank said it's unlikely to be a series of bumps. You know, I also explained that the government had just reduced their inflation target by a percentage point. So we actually are within, in June, I think it was 4.7% was the inflation figure. And, you know, they sort of 4 is what they'd still tolerate because they said 3% either way.
Yeah.
So now we're looking at, we 0.7 outside of that. It's not an emergency. It's not a crisis. But perhaps the government would say, well, let's bump interest up by 0.5% and see if we can stop that drift outwards, because we want to try and get back to 3. I think 3 is artificially low. We need to grow as a country. We haven't had growth, and we're in a malaise. And, you know, if you're going to throttle the economy with interest rates at this stage, you know, maybe a bit of inflationary drift is worth it if in return you get economic growth and you pull people into employment. And so it's a bit of a gamble. I wish they'd also publish at the same time that they publish these figures. Well, they make it publish it for the ordinary man, saying yes, and we did borrow so much money, and we did print so much money, and we pushed them into the economy, which also had an effect on inflation. So we're also going to tighten our belts now, and we're going to borrow less, and we're going to print less money, and we can also bring that inflation rate down from the state side, which they can do. But that's not really a conversation that hits the press.
If they could fix the Mozambican border situation, they can.
They can fix
There's
that.
Hope. Yeah. Here's hoping. And we'll definitely have something to unpack one way or another. This time next week, on a Wednesday, we'll see how that ball rolled. But for now, it's good to have you back on the north coast of KZN, Gavin.
Yeah, good to be back. I actually saw on Facebook that I've been doing this for more than 10 years with your dad.
Go figure.
With your dad and with you. And yeah, it's been I've really enjoyed it. It's been a good learning curve, and I've learned a lot from you boys.
Hey, well, likewise, man, and the best is yet to come. Here's to another 10 years.
Yeah, I'm
keep bringing the coffee. And if you're looking for a good coffee conversation and to pick a legal brain, Gavin and the team at Kloppers Inc. in the Ballito Village are here to serve. And what's the best way to get in touch, Gavin?
We're down in the Ballito Village in Sandra Road, sort of behind the building that the spa's in, ground floor. Lots of signage. You can't really miss us. Or otherwise, the old interweb, Clopper's Inc.
There you go. Attorneys, notaries, conveyances, and a Wednesday chat on Radio Life and Style, usually. Gavin, thanks for giving us an update. What do they say in Mozambique? Bom dia.
Bom dia.
Back to the music.